With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Arkansas Senator Dan Sullivan joining the chorus of Republicans calling for a stronger response against Iran for its attacks on U.S. ships.
Sullivan says the president's policy toward Iran has largely been one of appeasement and indecision.
Look, we could take out almost everything that they're doing in terms of firing on our Navy ships.
Sullivan says the ongoing attacks by Houthi rebels call for a powerful U.S. response.
Weakness is provocative, and this is Exhibit A.
Senator Sullivan is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Bob Agner reporting.
Today marks 100 days that Israel and Hamas have been at war, which already is the longest and deadliest between Israel and the Palestinians since Israel's establishment in 1948, and the fighting shows no signs of ending. Israel declared war in response to Hamas's cross-border attack on October 7th. Also at SRNnews.com, job cuts keep mounting at technology companies.
Audible, the Amazon-owned online audiobook and podcast service, is letting 5% of its workforce go. And social media company Discord is laying off 170 employees. That's 17% of its staff. The layoffs follow other recent cuts in Amazon's Prime Video and MGM Studios unit and its subsidiary Twitch. Greg Clugston reporting.
French authorities say four people found dead in another suspected drowning of migrants trying to cross the dangerous English Channel from northern France. And thousands of people will gather in downtown Copenhagen today to witness a historic moment at one of the world's oldest monarchies. Around 2 o'clock local time, Queen Margarethe II will sign her abdication following over five decades of service, hand the reins of the ceremonial position over to her 55-year-old son, Frederick. This is SRN News. There's a new look at the spiritual beliefs of America's teens.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and they find that 69% of adolescents believe that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. Just 35% of teenagers believe that sin is real, and just 25% of them have any faith in the Bible. CRC Director Dr. George Barna warns that the results do not bode well for the future of the nation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Belarus President Lukashenko signed a law significantly tightening control over various religious denominations and organizations, mandating they reapply for state recognition immediately. It's the latest step in a crackdown on dissent, which intensified after a disputed presidential election in 2020. Official data says there's more than 3,400 religious groups registered in that country. SRN News. The EPA is proposing a new fee against energy producers found liable for excess methane emissions.
It's a first-of-its-kind penalty announced Friday based on standards from the 2022 climate law. The EPA says most companies already meet the law's requirements and says the new fees are intended to reduce emissions of methane largely tied to the routine flaring of natural gas from new wells. The amount for violators would start at $900 per ton, going up to $1,500 per ton by 2026. Proponents blame methane for an estimated one-third of greenhouse gas emissions. Critics call the new fee a tax that would raise the price of natural gas. The American Petroleum Institute strongly objects to the proposal and is calling for Congress to repeal it. George Williams reporting.
A Vermont state trooper being hailed as a hero for jumping into Frigid Pond and saving the life of an 8-year-old girl who had fallen through the ice. More details at SRNnews.com.